The dua that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made during wudu, Allahumma ighfir li dhanbi wa wassi' li fi dari wa barik li fi rizqi. O Allah, forgive me my sins, expand for me my home, and bless me in my sustenance. So there are three parts to this dua. A short dua, but if Allah just grants us one of it, you know, how fortunate will we be in this world and in the next? What else can we desire for? Three phrases that are our greatest needs. The first is, Allahumma ighfir li dhanbi. Oh Allah, forgive me my sins. One who is forgiven by Allah earns all the blessings of the year after, because sins are the obstruction to our admittance to paradise. If Allah forgives, then the obstruction is removed and the home and the abode is paradise. There's no one who is free from sin and lapses. Everyone has committed a sin, a major sin, a minor sin. Only the Prophet ﷺ was completely free. He was innocent. There's no sin, no minor, major lapse. Allah Rabbul Izzah says, لِيَغْفِرَ لَكَ اللَّهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِكَ وَمَا تَأَخَرَ. Allah may forgive you of your faults, that which is past and that which is to come. In spite of that, Nabi ﷺ, إِنِّي لَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ كُلَّ يَوْمٍ سَبْئِينَ مَرَّةً. I seek Allah's forgiveness 70 times every day. The word 70 was just to signify abundance. It implies innumerable amount of times. وَقُلْ رَبِّ اغْفِرْ وَارْحَمُ أَنْتَ خَيْرُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Say, my Rabb, forgive me and have mercy. You are the best of the merciful. So the question arises, therefore, that if Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam sought forgiveness often and Allah had declared his forgiveness, why does Allah ask him to seek forgiveness? The fact is that man can, most keep away from what he regards as sinful. But there are many things of which man does not even think of as sinful. For example, we offer salah. This is a significant act of worship, very rewarding. But look at our salah. The moment we begin, Allahu Akbar, it is as though we put on the switch, we go through the rapid motions, unconcerned, unattentive. Our minds are wandering here and there. After salah, some of us don't even know what we recited in the different rakats. That is in spite of the fact that we know we're supposed to be standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we are before a king in this world and show the least amount of attentiveness, then we'll be turned out. However, it's Allah's great favor that in spite of our shortcomings, our excuses, He accepts our salah through His benevolence. The way we offer salah, we really show contempt to Allah. But we never think that we are committing a sin. There are many things we do, we don't even consider it to be wrong. That's why Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made this application, رَبِّ اغْفِرْ وَارْحَمْ وَعَفُ عَنَّا وَتَكَرَّمْ وَتَجَاوَزْ عَمَّا تَعْلَمْ إِنَّكَ تَعْلَمُ مَا لَا نَعْلَمْ. Allah, forgive us, have mercy, pardon us, be compassionate and forgive us the sins that you know of and the sins that which we do not even know of. We've committed those sins that we do not realize they are sins. So no one is ever absolved of seeking forgiveness. Allah has granted a man such an invaluable prescription as istighfar. We seek forgiveness. We could say it is alchemy. It turns dust into gold, impurity into something pure. Sin is impure, but Allah says, when my slave makes a sincere istighfar after committing a sin and repents, then that sin becomes a means of the raising of his rank. Commits a sin, but then feels regret, nadamat in his heart, he feels, ashamed. And then he seeks forgiveness, and that is how Allah turns that impurity into purity. So therefore, we must make istighfar at every moment. When Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam finished salah, the first words he spoke out were, Astaghfirullah. Seek Allah's forgiveness three times. Look, one seeks forgiveness after committing a sin, but the other person engaged in worship. Then why do we ask forgiveness? Forgiveness is sought from this as to say, I have been unable to give the rights of the salah. So that is why. مَا عَبَدْنَاكَ حَقَّ عِبَادَتِكَ وَمَا عَرَفْنَاكَ حَقَّ مَعْرِفَتِكَ. We have not worshipped you as the due of your worship. We have not known you and recognized you as you ought to be recognized. Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu is reported to have said that on having observed the worship, one immediately thereafter, two things. He said, Alhamdulillah, all praise to Allah, Astaghfirullah, seek forgiveness. Praise Allah, because without the tawfiq and the enablement of Allah, we would not have been able to have done the worship. We would have been deprived. When we seek forgiveness, not being able to worship Allah as we ought to worship Him. So one cannot at all do without making istighfar. And that is why it's the first phrase in this dua. Allahumma ghafir li dhanbi. When a person makes wudu, the visible dirt is removed. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam called our attention to the fact that there's invisible dirt, which is sins. So when we wash our face, it looks clean, but inside the dirt of sin lies accumulated. So the outward cleanliness is of no use until we remove the inner cleanliness. Allahumma ghafir li dhanbi. Oh Allah, cleanse my inner side, forgive my sins. Another aspect of the dua is that according to the hadith, the minor sins are forgiven through wudu, even if no repentance is made. The sin of the different limbs are forgiven as they washed or wiped off. But the major sins are not forgiven without tawbah. Then the next thing is, وَوَسِّعْ لِي فِي دَارِي. Will I expand for me my home? The ulama have stated that why a spacious home is desired, not a restricted one. The spacious one is of two kinds. The obvious large home and a figurative one where the residents might find peace and comfort. A large home with no peace of mind for a person is of no use. Therefore, a spacious home is requested by the Prophet ﷺ, so that we learn. Wallahu ja'al lakum min buyutikum sakana. Allah has appointed for you your homes as a place of rest, repose. So the first description of a home is that when a person enters, he gets peace. Otherwise, no matter how palatial, there is no good in it. The owner of a heart gets peace, then it's better than a palace. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, made a dua, make my house spacious, so wasi' li fi dari. He didn't make dua for a beautiful home or a splendid home, but he said, wasi' li fi dari. And Mufti Shafir rahimahullah used to say that the real quality of a home is therefore a spacious, not congested, which would be unbearable. Beauty and comfort are additional things. The hadith states three things are a man's good fortune: a good wife, a spacious home, and a pleasant and comfortable means of conveyance. So the words does not merely imply a large house, but it also presupposes that the people living therein are mutually compatible. If in a large home, the residents do not see eye to eye, they would not receive peace. Therefore the dua is that I get peace when I go home, not torment. وَبَارِكْ لِي فِي رِزْقِي. And Allah, bless me in my sustenance. Nabi Salim did not make dua for increase in sustenance, but for blessings. And this teaches us that numbers are immaterial unless there is Allah's blessing. Wealth includes everything of the world. Food, drink, clothing, household items, they are all part of sustenance. If Allah grants blessings, then a laborer's paltry wages can grant him peace and comfort. And if Allah takes away blessings, then the wealth of a billionaire torments him. If there's blessings, that we should be seeking. وَيْلُ لِكُلِّ هُمَزَةٍ لُمَزَةٍ. Woe to every slanderer, defamer, الَّذِي جَمَعَ مَالَ وَعَدَّدَ. Who amasses wealth and counts it. See, he counts it, but the Quran disproves of counting as a deception. What matters is the peace one gets. One may count one's wealth as billions and billions, but of what use is the wealth if there's no blessings? Contrary, the laborer works for 8 hours, Allah blesses his earning, he eats when hungry, digests his food, sleeps for 8 hours, a peaceful existence. Mawlana Shafi Tani Rahimullah narrates an incident, and he said that there was a Nawab in Lucknow, very rich and owned a palace and forts, with lots of servants and a variety of good things. And he became ill with a stomach disease. His doctor restricted his diet to exact, 1/8 of a kilo of minced meat of goat. Could eat nothing else, though he was in the palace and every kind of delicious food was there. And one day he was watching the Gumti River from his palace, and he saw a laborer come to the bank, sit down in the shade of a tree, untie the bag, take out thick barley bread and onions, which he ate with relish. He drank water from the river and slept under the tree. And the Nawab said, I'm willing to surrender my wealth and the palace for the sleep of that laborer. So today we have everything except blessings. The man who earns 1,000 or 10,000, the one who earns 100,000 or 1,000,000, both are complaining we can't make ends meet. In fact, he who earns more or complains more, this is because we've lost blessings. Different new things have saved us much of our time. Look at the past, how long it took to cook, to make a cup of tea. Today we can do that in moments, yet we still complain about time. Travel, how just a few moments it takes us to travel from one place to the other, yet we're complaining about time. If Allah gives blessings in someone's time, he can bring about a revolution in the whole world in 23 years, like the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So blessings is everything, and that is what we desire, that is what we need. May Allah Rabbul Izzah grant us the ability to practice on this dua. Allahumma gfirli dhanbi wa si'li fi dari wa barikli fi rizqi. Also, when we make wudu, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu. I bear witness there is no God but Allah. I bear witness that Muhammad is a slave of Allah. So that is another dua. And after wudu, Allahumma jalni min at-tawabin wa jalni min al-mutatahirin. Allah, make me from those who repent and make me from those who purify themselves. May Allah Rabbul Izzah give us the ability to read these two du'as abundantly.